Hachette Audio presents How to Speak Well, a voyage into the future of animal communication. Written and read by Tom Musthill.
For Dad, I wish you could have seen it. And to Humpback Whale CRC 12564 for setting me on this journey. How do you expect to communicate with the ocean when you can't even understand one another? Stanislaw Lem, Solaris. Introduction. Van Leeuwenhoek decides to look. What if I had never seen this before? Rachel Carson, The Sense of Wonder. In the mid-17th century, in Delft in the Dutch Republic, there lived an unusual man called Antony van Leeuwenhoek. Van Leeuwenhoek was a businessman, a draper. He was also a high-tech inventor. The previous 50 years in Europe had seen the rapid development of tools for magnification, telescopes and microscopes. Most worked on similar principles, with two glass lenses fitted into a tube. Looking through these lenses gave the user superhuman powers, bringing distant planets and tiny objects into better view. They were also very rare. Few people had learned how to grind, polish, and fit the glasses, and many guarded their secrets closely. For Van Leeuwenhoek, as an apprentice draper, microscopes, from the Greek words for small and to look at, were also the tools of his trade, useful for inspecting the quality of the fabrics he bought and sold. The early microscopes could magnify up to 9 times, while later iterations could zoom in further. But the multi-lens design had a flaw. The more they magnified, the more distorted the lenses made the image. And above about 20 times magnification, it was hard to make anything out. In Delft, Van Leeuwenhoek had been secretly pioneering a different technique. Instead of using a series of lenses, he became expert at crafting tiny individual spheres of glass, some just over a millimeter in diameter, which he mounted onto folding metal brackets. By placing an object onto the bracket, holding the glass sphere very close to his eye, and looking...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?